Rosh Hashanah. So firstly, as you know, Musaf Rosh Hashanah is different in that it has 9 brachos. The Gemara in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah discusses how you get 10 brachos into 9, because you need the Gemara Rishonos, the Gemara Achronos, plus Kedushas Hayom, but now you need Malchus, Achronos, and Shofar. So there's a Machlokas. There are 2 or at least 2, maybe 3 Shitos found amongst the Tanaim as to what you put together and how you do that. Our practice is to combine Kedushas Hayom with Malchios. In other words, the middle, what would be normally the middle bracha and all the other tefillos, is now combined in the first Malchios, Achronos, and Shofars. There were other shitas. One sheet in the Mishnah, I think, where Yochanan Nuri said you put Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, with the third bracha, but that's not the way we do things. Now, the way the tefillah is structured is that there are really two. Sometimes we have, I guess, what you might call a mini rishus when we daven. The mini rishus that we do is Adonai Svasai Titachofi Agiti Lasecha. And that really is a rishus on some level. It's a request for assistance in prayer, but fundamentally it's a request to sort of start praying. The Chazar Sashat, the Shlil Tzibur, has 2 rishus. First, he has the one which is the general rishus, Misod Chacha Mimun Navonim, Eftachapi. And that rishus is found really in all of the Yom Noraim davenings, but Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have an additional rishus for their special aspects of the day. In the case of Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the rishus precedes Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros for that mitzvah. And in both cases, we'll go there a little bit later, but we're just talking about it because you have the rishus here. And on Yom Kippur, it's the rishus for the avodah. Okay, we'll come to that a little later. So anyway, what you have, and we only do this Ashkenazim for the first time. I guess nobody's Sephardi here, so. We do this for the first day of Rosh Hashanah Musaf. The second day, we skip it. Each of the Avos, Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem has a piyut. And often, I don't remember if it is true here, but it's based upon the Avos. In other words, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you start with the beginning of the first bracha, you don't make the chasima yet. Then you have the rishus of the chasim, that's misod. After that, upad me'az l'shefer hayom, which is an acrostic, and it's going to be described Avram Avinu. It starts with the idea, I mean, it may start a little bit before how this day was set aside for judgment. And then when you have here, Tias Chotsev Gvaos Vitzurim Yuladu Bomeirosh Tzurim is a reference to the Avos and Imos. Are the Gvaos Kimeirosh Tzurim Erenu Umigvaos Ashurenu? And from Birchas Bilam. So this already starts with the, should be Avram. And then when you get to the end, and for the Chazanim, I'll tell you, any Bali Tefillah or aspiring Bali Tefillah?
5.
Okay, well, so I'll teach you this now, and it'll be on the tape, because a lot of people don't know this. Shua Katz's father likes to point this out. So when you get here, you do Keren b'mashcham hayom edecha rachum zchar shu hasavadecha. And the second one is Toshiv lindan b'rakashanun tachazek magen legonani beginun. Okay, then you go into Zochreinu, which is standard. You finish the bracha. You then do Atagibor until you get the Matzmeach Yeshua. So again, you now have another piyut. This is not the Avos. Maybe in Yom Kippur it's the Avos. So you have another piece. This one you can see is a reverse acrostic, right? The only reverse acrostic that you know from regular davening that I can think of is Tikanta Shabbos, right? Most of our acrostics are in Aleph through Taf, not Taf through Aleph, and most of them have Samach before Ayin, even though the order of those letters was not clearly established in biblical times. And look at the first 3 Prakim of Eicha, and you'll see. Okay, and then when you get to the end, the same thing, Dibros Eil Deber Bris, you do the same way as I did before, and then Micha Mocha, and you finish the Bracha. Now, you have the third piyut here, which precedes, you don't even start with Ata Kadosh yet, because you're not going to do Ata Kadosh until you get to after Kedushi, you do the Dovar Dardagi Galacha. So you start immediately with the piyut. Okay, and this is the way it's done at the end. This is what many of the Baalei Tefillah seem not to know because they haven't learned Nusach. You start with L'Hasir, it goes the following. L'Hasir Michshol Milev HaYakov L'Hizacher Li'Avraham Li'Yitzchak U'Li'Yakov. And then Yimloch, and I think you know how that goes afterwards, but many of the Baalei Tefillah just like end this like the previous one, don't realize that it's supposed to lead into Yimloch and Ata Kadosh. Right? And by the way, when you say that pasuk, note where the commas go. It's Yimloch Adonai Le'olam, El Hayach Tzion Le'Dor V'Dor, Hallelujah. Okay? Because Yimloch Hashem Elam and El Kayach Tzion Ledavador are parallels. Yimloch, the verb, is distributed. Okay, now you get to, would be separate piyutim, which many of the kehilos skip, so they often just do, they say the headings, Kelim and Abarach HaChadin, and Imlo Lamano Yas. It depends on the base Knesset. As time has gone on, I think more and more of the piyutim has sort of been eliminated. Some, you know, my Rinat Yisrael Machzor prints them in the back, to turn back, which is a little annoying if you're the Shliach Tzibur especially. But a lot of, I think Art Scroll probably, and the Birnbaum printed right in the middle. So I don't know about the Beis HaKnesses Yudavanim, but this is something that is skipped. Note, by the way, since I don't know anything about this piyut, but I'll comment generally, when you have an introduction like this, very often the piyut itself repeats those verses. I'll show you an example later. Okay, so we're not there yet. I'll show you the example where the verses sort of become the refrain after every few stanzas. You here have the Piyut of Melech Elyon, which at least every shul I've been in has sung it. I mean, it is recited. As a Baal Tefillah, finding a tune for some of these is not so easy, finding one that actually fits. And many Baal Tefillah often also sort of don't sing the entire thing. They'll recite in Nusach part of it. The Nusach that you should be familiar with it is Sheinoin Lefanov Sheket Bifninov Shevach Tobim Atzmudov Ladei Ad Yimloch Melech Elyon. But if you can sing. Okay. That, once you've gotten to that far, now you lead into basically what is often called the Siluk. I don't know where they officially... The Siluk actually comes later, right after Nisan HaTokev. This is the lead into Kedusha. So Nisan HaTokev is often viewed as, you know, sort of one of the highlights of davening. It can be. It embodies a certain theology, as I think I spoke about last week, the assumption of Nisan HaTokev, which is true generally for the Tfilos on Yom Narayim, but Nisan HaTokev in particular has this idea that this is the Gzar Din. You know, B'sich Tov is Gzar Dinah, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, Yom Tzom Kibur Yikasevun. Nisan HaTokev, despite what's written in the bottom of my Machzor, the story of Rav Amnon, so Nisan HaTokev precedes Rav Amnon, and it goes back to the Gaonic period, so it's a beautiful story, and it's always possible that he did recite in Nisan HaTokev, and someone heard him say it in a dream, but nonetheless, he was not the composer of Nisan HaTokev.
Any other records of Rav
Amnon of Vines? I'm not sure. You have to ask your Jewish history professor. Okay, you'll probably get there at some point during the semester. So. Anyway, then when you get to the end, you still have a little more recitation. And here's where the Siluk begins. It's not marked here. And some, I think the Birnbaum said it's not marked either. In the Rinat Yisrael Machzor, it is. In Kitzvah, which people sing however they sing, it leads into Kedusha. Okay? Now that you sort of finished the first part, this is a piyut I'm not even familiar with. Oh, I see. It's in the middle of Kedusha. Yeah, I don't think... Any of you ever said these piyut in the middle of Kedusha? I don't
yes.
think... Really?
No, I'm saying yes.
Oh, who knows? It's almost a different religion. You know. No, I'm kidding. But ask David Brown. He actually davens at Breuer's, so he might be able to tell you whether they say this. One thing I'm sure about Breuer's, however they did it in Frankfurt, that's how they're doing it. Okay. So anyway, you have Piyutim, which I haven't seen in any of our Machzorim throughout the Tefillah. Okay. Chaim, thank you for getting the Machzor, but maybe we would have gotten more standard Machzors. But those are not the correct. Those are not public domain. Okay. You get to the end of Kedusha, and now you begin, really, the standard Nusach of Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hashem, excuse me. L'dor v'dor nagig alecha, and you know the correct vocalization is Ushvach HaCha. Fine. What's that? No, I mean, it means the same thing. You could tell them, yes. No, actually, it's the correct vocalization of that word. In Ksaviat Kaufman on the Mishnah, which is our reliable source of authority on vocalization of Mishnaic Hebrew, so even though the word is Shevach when it stands alone, when it is declined with a pronominal suffix, Hu Hayamoneh, not Shivchan, but Shvachan. If it's Shvachan, it's Shvachacha. So the oh, that's very clear. That's just an error. That's somebody decided to try to... It should be probably Ushmais, actually. I suppose Shim'es is Biblical Aramaic. But that's Targum. We know what the correct Targum is. It's Ushmais, or probably Shmais, probably Patach, not Kamatz, even though there's a 9 afterwards. Ushmais Basirai. Yeah, the vocal.
It's mistakes.
These are just mistakes. Shvachacha, you could debate on this. There's no question it's supposed to be Shmais. No Shaila. You could just look at any of the good manuscripts, whatever we have. There is of Targum Yonasan on Yeshaya. You'll see it's Shmais. The form Shemais is biblical Aramaic form. Shmais is the standard literary Aramaic, which is what the Targumim were written in. Okay, so now you have some additional paragraphs in the Chazaras Hashatz and some additional piyutim that you don't have in the private Shemona Esrei. So here I noticed they're missing something. Chamol Amasecha. They don't have. And Uvechen Yiskadash is not recited privately, which brings you into the Vachom Aminim, which I'm sure you're familiar with, sung in some type of a tune. And then you get to Uvechen. Uvechen, 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 as they talk about it. The three Uvechens. These are recited as part of the standard, even private Shmon Esrei. You have one more period of VSIU, and then you bring us to the conclusion of Hamelach HaKadosh. So even though Kedushas Hayom is very long in the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf, it really actually, and from a halachic perspective, is very short. But we have all the additional piyutim. Sfaradim may not have them. We have all the additional piyutim, and then plus Unasana Tokef. And that's what makes it such a significant part. But the real part of the tefillah begins here. The real uniqueness and the parts that are not simply later additions, but are the Gufa tefillah. Yes, Zach.
What makes it,
So this was a very big argument, in a sense, Ashkenaz and Sfarad, Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and each one left its impact upon the other. If you take a look, even in Shulchan Aruch, I think there's some comments about what they call the Krovets. We only have Ashkenaz, and for the most part, all we have left is Piyutim in Yom Noraim. But if you look in your standard Ashkenazic Siddur, you have Yotzros for the special Parshio, the Arba Parshios, and for Shabbos HaGadol, and for Yom Tov, not just Rosh Hashanah. You have stuff that's added in even into Birchas Kriyashma, which is still found in some of our Machzorim. A little bit is found. When I grew up, there was only one line recited of all the piyut. Right after Yotzer V'Rechosha Chasaraf Sakal, it was Or Olam something. Yeah, that's all I heard recited. In my shul, Leidavina now, there's nothing. There are literally no additions. We do add on Shabbos Kel Adam, right? That is an addition. There are changes made there. So that's an old question. And Piyut was really an Eretz Yisrael phenomenon, which found its way much more into Ashkenaz than Sfarad.
How long ago was Atelvin added?
I have no idea.
Also, silly question. If you're ever really short on time, you skip Kel Adam entirely. It only happened once.
Yeah, I mean, look, the problem is, the real question you should ask is, if you're running late, should you just say the Vachadika Yotzer Or is really the question. Kel Adon is part of that. It starts with HaKol Yoducha. Right? That's the Shabbos and includes Lakel Asher Shabbos until you get to Tisparach. So it seems to me that if you're going to skip, you might as well say the... Yeah, I mean, if you have to, but normally, whatever. I don't know.
This happened when...
I'm not sure what to do there. I remember many years ago, Ramel Schechter, when we were learning, I think, Or Chaim, in one of our smicha classes, one of our SRs. So he mentioned the suffix that I keep with me ad hayom hazeh. He didn't read your maskana. What do you do if you're in Shemon Esrei and you're going to miss kedusha, and because you're in your private Shemon Esrei still, do you say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom? It's a fair question, right? So now we begin the Kedushas Hayom. So Atavachartanu Vatitlan Mechata'enu, or sort of standard for all Yomim Tovim. And then you have the Karbanos. And here, after that, if you've inserted whatever you have to, if this year on Yom Kippur you have to do it, not on Rosh Hashanah, once you've inserted what you have to for Shabbos, then you reach sort of one of the high points, which is Aleinu. In fact, those of you who know Nusach know that this is one of the most difficult things to do, which is to switch back and forth between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, the way it's supposed to be done here is, you get here, Kimosha Kasaf Dolena Masara Sechai De Moshe Avdecha Mi Pichva Decha Kamur Uviyom HaShabbat Shnei Chosinei Shana Timimim Shnei Sonim Sosmin Chavla Hashem Nizka Olas Shabbat B'Shabbatah Alolas HaTamid V'Nizka U'Bachodesh HaShvi'i B'Chalachodesh Mikha Kor Shiyah Lochem Komalach HaSabbat Olam Sasu until the end. And then you get to the end and you get to, and it's very anticlimactic when it's Shabbos. It's very disappointing. Rabbi Adler has acknowledged this point because you end dramatically. Min levad al nasa chodesh u min choso ve'ol nasa tomin u min choso min iskehem kimishpatam l'reach nichawal yishel adonoi. And you're expecting, in that major, you're supposed to expect to go into Oleinu, but instead, what do you do when it's Shabbos? Yismichu malchuscha, shomei Shabbos v'kareoneg. You gotta, if you ever daven al teyatzarta for the Yom, make sure you know how to switch back and forth. We say Oleinu, okay? And Oleinu is really, is leading into the Rishus. Okay, Oleinu is really a form of malchus. This is actually the paragraph of Heyei Pifio Shulcha Amcha. I have a tradition from the Lower East Siders in my shul that when they used to daven there, the Kehila sung this. It gave the Baal Tefillah a break. Unfortunately, now the Baal Tefillah is expected to lead the singing in this, which is unfortunate because you don't get a break before Malchus begins. So anyway, Elokin, and why did the people supposed to sing it? Because this is a Tefillah of the Kol. It's a Tefillah of the Kol. Just read it. It's a tefillah of the call, Hayei Pifio Shluchei Amcha, that God should assist the chazan in presenting the tefillos. Horei Ma Sheomeru. It's a tefillah of the call, asking God to teach the Bali tefillah how that they should, that their tefillos, they should be able to be articulate. So anyway, once you get to Ochil Alakel is the Rishus. Okay, Ochil Alakel is the Rishus, the request, the permission, the chazan's permission to begin, almost a request from the Ribbono Shalom to begin reciting the mitzvah sayon. Okay, we start with Al Kein Nekaveh, which is to lead really into the last pasuk there, really, not V'nemar, but Adonai Yimloch L'olam Vaed. Okay, Chaim, why am I not getting any further traction here? Oh, okay, how do I go next?
Go back.
Oh, no, you don't want me to do that. You want me to do this. Seven?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Never seen these piyutim. Okay. Somebody, if anybody actually listens to this, they're going to kind of wonder, what are we talking about here? Is this the wrong place? Are we sure that this is a continuation and not something else?
Pretty sure that wasn't next option on the page.
No, I know, but is this, it was, I just want to see the page numbers for a second. To make sure that it's 119.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the next page? That's 119.
Very weird. Okay, it is.
Back.
Oh, you're right, it was undone. Sorry. Okay, so we gotta go ahead to where? Is this? You know, when I was a child, you won't relate to this. Where would the psukim go? Oh, wow, they really, yeah. Okay, so this is, yeah, all that piyut is very nice, but this is where you go. Now, you know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth parak, the Mishnah, the Gemara, you're supposed to have 10 psukim for each of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shovros. The Malchios actually presents the greatest conundrum. And the reason is, you're supposed to have three Torah, three Nevi'im, three Ksuvim, and then one from the Torah again. Problem is, there are only three Psukim in the Torah that refer to God as Melech. Hashem Yimloch L'olam Vaed, Hashem Elokav Imo Asuras Melech Bo, and Vayihi Vishur Melech B'Sasei Rashayam, if that really is God. I mean, there are different interpretations of that. There are no other Malchus with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanakh, you have plenty of them. But here are three. So they basically had to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is considered Malchus. The Gemara has a machlokas. I think Rabbi Yosi and somebody, Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not... I understand that's why they're picking it, but I think it's, I forget which part of it is called Malchus. It's Hashem Elokeinu or something like that, but it's debated on, I think, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis or Lamed Beis Amid Beis is a discussion about the Pesukim. So Hashem, so Shema Yisrael really is the Pesuk that's a stretch, but that's the only last one they could possibly use. So now that you recite the Ten Pesukim in the proper Nusach, so now you get to the Chasima, which is the Chasima of every Tefillah. Elokeinu Kevoseinu, and then to Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael Yamasikaron. Just an observation here. I think this is somebody that has been pointed out, been written about somewhere. There might even be a Baal HaMor along these lines, because I think the Baal HaMor has this idea that they used to have Malchus Zichronus and Shofars maybe in all the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, or something like that. Or maybe it was in Yom Kippur. I don't remember what it was. This bracha probably doesn't, this does not make sense actually for the other Tefillahs. What should the bracha be for the other Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah? It should be Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Yamasikaron. Like Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim, like Mekadesh HaShabbos. Melech HaKol Haaretz is the Chasim of what? Malchios, right? So this bracha, because it combines Kiddushas Hayom and Malchios, that's why it's Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael Yamasikaron. If you had to explain things on Yom Kippur, the reason why it's Melech HaKol Haaretz, no, it's not Melech HaKol Haaretz. Where does it go? Is it Mavash? Where does Mavash Hoseinu come in? I know, it starts with Melech, and I'm trying to remember how that goes. Is it Melech HaKol Haaretz or Mavi Arash? So later it comes in. Right, so that Melech HaKol Haaretz would make sense only if you assume it would be a residue of Yom Kippur of Yovel, when you also had Malchus Zichronus and Shofaros, which is hard to believe that that's actually the case. It's more likely, if it doesn't really belong there, and it really doesn't, it's likely a later transfer in. So again, I don't know that there's any evidence to this. Scholars, I'm sure, have explored this topic, and I haven't read any of the scholarship on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some evidence to even a Rosh Hashanah that Melech HaKol Haaretz was not originally in the other Nuschaos. It wouldn't surprise me. It just makes sense. I don't know if it's correct or not. Zach?
Isn't there a Gemara that says you shouldn't have more than one Indian in a bracha?
So, correct. We're generally not chos with Mishtayim. That is correct. But sometimes we do it anyway. Right? So they say, by Menachem Tzion, you don't say Uvone Yerushalayim, Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim, or something like that. You know, or you have these things where they say that. But here, I guess there's no other choice. They weren't allowed to have more than nine brachos, so they had no choice but to be, you know, Chosem with Shtayim.
In a sense, like they sort of stitch it together so that it's one continuous idea.
Well, but it's not really one idea.
No, it's not. But they
right. Pretend it is. Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, once you're going to put two themes in a bracha, it's A and B. And we tend not to notice the jarring distance because we're so used to saying Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael Mezikaron all the tefillos. But reality is it doesn't make actually as much sense. Okay. And then you have Tkiyah Shofar. You have Tkiyos Demiyushav and Tkiyos Demi'umad. The Gemara talks about why we have both. We assume, however, on some level that by right, even though you Yotzei read the first Tkiyos Demiyushav, ideally Tkiyos Demi'umad with the original Takana. Right? In other words, it was Tkiyos al Seder HaBrachos, and you're supposed to do it in the middle of davening. I don't know if any of you come from a shul like this. I recall being told that Rinat many, many years ago, before we moved into shul, used to do this, following the Rav's practice, that they would blow in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei. Right? What's that?
I daven in the Rabbi
Chi. I could have filled that in. Yeah. I know exactly. Rambam? Okay, there we go. It's
also.
What's that? Right. No. Nusach Sfard. Okay, but Sfardim, I'm sure, more likely do it even.
Maybe Hungarians do it.
What's
Hungarians,
that?
Hungarians do a lot of things that are Nusach Sfard, so Hungarians.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hungarians.
Yes, I agree.
I'm half Hungarian. Professor Bernstein's mother is Hungarian. He or she likes to say that Hungarian is like Mamzeris. Hakol al chachar pagum. So, guys, given that we've been doing cheer, you'll appreciate that line. Okay. So, anyway. I mean, even if you're quarter Hungarian, you're all Hungarian. Okay, I'm not, but... fine. After Yom HaRasam Atah Rosh Hashanah, now you have the Nusach of Zichronos. Atah Zocher Maaseh Olam. And now you get... Now we're going to get this piyut again. All right? V'gam esnoch ba'atma zacharta. You know, we'll see in a second. But itself k'chol hayom. Our machzom will continue. Kakosu b'sarasecha v'yizkar lukim esnoach. And that's going to come later. I find it actually funny in this Machzor, if it's true, holds true like it did in the previous one, the Machzor is an upside-down world. The big print is the piyut, the part that doesn't count. The little print is the stuff that actually counts. It's hilarious. Okay. But there looks like something missing here. Yep, there is 135 missing, unless it's like here. Nope, it's missing. I saw the psukim jump. Because you have, you go as Vayizkaram, as Avraham, Yitzchak, Vayis Yaakov. You have one more pasuk here from Torah, then you have Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and then you have Alokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Zachareinu v'Zikaron Telefanecha, and Ufokteinu v'Pekuas Yishuv Acham Mishmei Shmei Kedem, Uzchor Lanu es Adav HaShachtan, Uzchor Lanu es Akedas Yitzchak, Shakar Avraham es Yitzchak V'Agav Yizbeach, V'Chavash V'Achamav, and so on and so forth. And then this is the way ending of the bracha. So there's a page missing in this machzor. But basically, so that's the nusach of Zichronos. Again, the pattern is 3-3-3, and you not in Malchus, you get the pasuk immediately. But in Zichronos and Shofros, the last pasuk is interrupted by nusach. Now, nusach HaTfilah. So here, again, you can't see it, but there's a whole long, you get all nine psukim consecutive, and then you have a long paragraph, and then you get to the last pasuk here. Zchalan Hashem kenes adavar shechtatonu b'sar secha edem ashtecha b'hilmor, v'zacharti lahem b'risoshin amasher tzeis yasem v'tzitzrayim. Right, so there it's interrupted. You have the chasim asabracha, and tkiya shofar again. And then you get to Adat Neglisa, which is the opening part of shofars. And the same thing, this is so funny. Yeah, okay. So now you go through. Wait, how far did that go, actually? One second. Right. Now we're going to Mikolos of Rakam on Neglesa, Vakosha for Alehem Afata, Kakasubar Sarasecha, Vaihiva Yomashishibio Saboker, and then it goes on to the other Psukim. But that we're not going to get till later. Okay, just look for the small print.
Oh,
here's 135. Here it is. Here's the Nusach. There we go. Right. And Lokein Lokein says Zochrein Bezikar and Tov Lefanecha. There we go. Okay. That's a real oops in the PDF. Okay. Fine. And then we're still going. Kako Subasar Secha. Here it is. Vahiva Yamashishi Biyosa Boker. You get three psukim from around surrounding Matan Torah with Shofar. And then and Vidivrei Kachachal Kasuv Leimor to introduce Ksuvim. The reason why we do Ksuvim first is because most of the psukim come from Tillim, and Tillim comes before Nevi'im. Historically, I think that's what they say. That's the reason why we do it in that order.
Tehillim.
No, Tillim. Let's assume Tillim attributed for the moment to David HaMelech is chronologically earlier than the books of the Nevi'im.
Do we say that he put it together?
That's what the Gemara. Have you taken intro yet? Or?
Yeah. Well, I forgot what the conclusion was.
He did it al yidei asar zakenim. Let's forget the question of whether is there some later material, but he did it al yidei asar zakenim. So David HaMelech did it.
Which is the section with about 11 or 12, even not even psukim, with 11 or 12 selections?
I'm sorry.
Is there one of the sections that has more than 10?
Yes, Shofros has extra. Shofros, if you look in Shofros, since we're there already. I don't know why. There's no iser in that you're having more. The very kachacha kosov leimar. Allah le kimisru Hashem kol shofar. That's one. Bchatzotos kol shofne Hashem. That's two. V'nem artiku b'chodesh shofar is three. And then you have mizmar kofnun, which is probably multiple mentions. But halu b'seika shofar. Is that the only one? So maybe that's the only one. That's right. So you have, but you have that mizmar is extra. Why it's there, I don't know. Okay, and then you get to the final paragraph. Elokeinu l'kei avoseinu, and then. Finally, Kimitsuva Alainu Bisarasech, Aidem Ashadich Amor, and you have the fourth pasuk from the Torah of Shofros. Uskatem Bachatzotzros, and that constitutes Shofros, the Kios. All right, and after that, you have basically, you go to the end of Shimon Asrei, Birchas Kohanim, and so on. All right, if we can, how do we get Yom Kippur quickly?
Go, just check into Google after Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay, I have to. What am I, is this, am I in? Gotta go to Google.
Just do it in Hebrew, just check
Mahzor.
Mahzor, Yom Kippur,
Ashkenazi, forget it. Oh, what's that? I got to know how to type it. Mah. I know. Mahzor, almost. Isn't the U? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mahzor.
Usually, you use the phonetic keyboard.
I use the phonetic keyboard, so I do know what they are. Yom. And, no, it's an F. Hold on, I can do it. H. P. U. R. Yom Kippurim. Right here?
Same site.
Okay, Tfilas Musaf, this is Yom Kippur. Chazar Sashatz, What?
There are different nusachos, I guess.
I didn't know there were two days
of Yom Kippur.
Well, I know, because there is the Shitas in Rosh Hashanah, and that Facha, Sam the Amarai, and Makbid, they fasted yeah. 2 days.
Really?
Sveka the Yoma, yep.
Makes sense.
It's not crazy.
But
the thing that has the highest stakes, okay.
But you might, like,
fine.
Not
well, that's why they didn't do it. That's why they didn't do it. If you want to know, just so you're, for your entertainment on Yom Kippur, Zach.
I'm crazy here, too.
I the Gemara that talks about it, but I'm trying to remember. See who says who used to fast this Chaf Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if anybody actually. I thought there some Amoraim who did Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay. Anyway, I think there were people who had that practice. Maybe I'm wrong, but take a look in that Gemara. Okay, so, all right. So here, once again, you have, you open with a Rishus. Okay, then you have Shoshan Emek Ayuma. And again, you have individual Piyutim. And again, this is not the Avos. Where are the Avos? I don't remember. Unless it's in a different Nusach of Piyut that's not the same as this Machzor. But these are our Piyutim of Yom Kippur for sure. Yomi Yamim Huchas. I don't think so. Again, it's the exact same structure as Rosh Hashanah, and you lead into Yimloch. Now here is where you'll see. I know in our shul at least we say Esadei Limerachok. You have three verses, and then what you do repeat. You have three refrains here. Nechashev kitzag biisan hayom befaschach svarim and mastin bechevel asar. Right. You can see here. By the way, someone was asking me and say, do you see the vocalization here in Akti Shecha? So that's wrong. It's supposed to be v'nachti shach. Nachti shach v'naritzach is the correct nusach. Nachti shach v'naritzach is someone's attempt to correct towards biblical Hebrew. But the correct nusach is rabbinic Hebrew, naritzach v'nachti shach. Mind you, when I daven for them in my shul, on the rare occasions, I don't say naritzach because it would be too jarring. But that's why it should be v'paschach and nachti shach. And many machzorim have it that way. That's correct. And this form is a correction towards biblical Hebrew, but it's not correct. So here you recite three verses, and then you say Nechashev Kitzag Biison. Okay, Daniel, for you, I'll share with you if you want Rabbi Adler's recordings. You just have to email me, and I'll send you the link. Then you say three more verses, and then Hayom Efaschach Sarim, and then three more verses in Mastin Bechevel Asar, and you go around like not three full cycles quite. Okay, and so when that's done. So you have these piyutim. I know. So then you have Es Alach Hashianena and Adon L'Kol Amecha. I know in our shul we don't recite the piyutim in between. This we skip. But it depends on the minhag of your shul. And then where do we get? We say Uvechein L'Nara Lehem Eima Yaritzu, and we say Asher Imasecha. Okay, that we do. Again, different shuls will say different, but again, it's more piyutim as part of this. Remember that Yom Kippur's Musaf Piyut is a lot of material in Kedushas Hashem. Okay? In our case, you have another verse, Li Yoshetis Rechev Aros Kadosh Varuch. We don't say Amichei Shchakim, but you can see how this is the introduction. This is the lead-in right here. Kadosh Varuch is the lead-in to this, because each alternating verse, Omrim Kadosh, Omrim Baruch. And every few phrases you say the whole thing. All right, and this is long. I know why they leave it out. Okay, in our shul we don't say Eile Marom, but we just say Uvachein Sofrim Lemaalo Zeal Vazesh Shalim, and I think that will lead again. So you have some people will say the piyut. And then you get into really what they call, it's labeled as the seal. What's that? Because what? No, I think because it sort of ends, the seal comes right before Kedusha. That's how it's usually labeled in Machzorim. The siluk might be. I suspect Nisana Tokef. Forget what I said before. Nisana Tokef is probably the siluk in preparation for kedusha. So here again, most I don't know how many shuls say this piyut, Okay. And where is the where is Unasana Tokev?
Yeah, we skip the page 367.
Also 665, that's charming. Let's see if it's down
no,
here.
No, apparently there's a translation.
Ah, so we didn't. So they really don't, they don't say Unasana Tokev.
Yikes.
Wow, they're leaving out the best part. And why was it there in Rosh Hashanah? They don't say Yom Kippur?
I can't remember. I think I've heard of it. I think does Nusasara say Unasana Tokev on...
So they never say it, then why was it in Rosh Hashanah?
I thought I heard of Nusasara.
Yeah, it might have been... This is
you think maybe this we should go to part two, version two?
Try to be like Yemenite or Baladi
No, just part two.
Slicha Slamas. Okay. Okay. Ah, so we'll get I want to get to that. I only have a few minutes. I really only have a few minutes, but let's see. Hold on, where are we? Oh, you know what it is? It's part two. It is. It's the Slichos. That's why it's not a second version. We thought before it was the second day of Yom Kippur. It might have been before you walked in.
Yeah, in Yeshiva last year. In Yeshiva, I don't think they said No. What? They didn't say Nisan.
Here?
What? No, in Yeshiva.
Haratzion. Wow. Okay, you have Kedusha. Okay, either any, you have more Piyudim. Okay, this is the same as Rosh Hashanah. You might have different piyutim, but the nusach is the same. The basic nusach is the same, and it leads you up to you have the v'cheins. I want to get past this. Okay, and then you have mechat ha'enu, you have the karbanos, you have aleinu, and then you have you're going to have the tzibur's prayer again. That the chazan should be successful, followed by the reshus of the chazan. And then you have the avoda. There have been many different avodos that have been composed. This is the Ashkenazi one generally, Amitz Koach Kabir V'Rov Onim. And basically what the avoda consists of is going through, it's almost like going through the Mishnayos of Yoma. If you want to understand the avoda, you have to learn Mishnayos Yoma first to understand it properly. I mean, you could have a translation if you have an annotated translation with the comments, but it will make much more sense to you if you look through Mishnayos Yoma. Now, that's not all. Amitz Koach begins with the history of the world. Adam's creation, Adam sinning, and Kayin Behevel, and makes its way down quickly through the Avos until finally you get to Levi, Ivisa Levi Ish Hasidecha, and then you get to the Kohanim, and then it begins here. Mafrishin Amachazike Amanar Shavua Kodem Lasar Mafrishim Koine Rosh Kedas Amiluim. That the Sanhedrin, the Machzike Amanah, a week before Yom Kippur, they separate the Kohen properly, and then it begins the preparation for Yom Kippur, and then the Payasos, you familiar with the Payasos, right? The lotteries that they didn't hold on Yom Kippur, but for some reason it's discussed by the Rishonim. There's a Baal HaMor and a Muhammad about this.
Year.
What? We did. We spoke about this last year. Okay, fine. So there is a discussion about the Baal HaMor and the Muhammad, why the Payasos are mentioned here, because all the avodah on Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol. So why do you have any Payasos? So that's whatever. So that's in other words, the Ketores Payas Chadashim Yishalshu, Ekev Ketores Payas Chadashim Yishalshu, right? That's the Payas HaShlishis. If you know the Mishnah's Yoma, you'll see that the third Payas, you had to be only new people. You couldn't get to do Ketores twice. So then you have, as part of the Avoda, you have the 10 times the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem Hashem, namely 3 times, the first one, which we don't bow by, is when he would announce the Sar Lashem. The other 9 times were 3 times in each vidu. When we say Ana Hashem, Ana Bashem, and Mikocha Tosechem Lifnei Adoshem, those are the 3 times in each vidu that the Kohen would mention the Shem Hashem, and that's why they would bow 10 times in the Azara. You go through the rest of it, V'kachayamones. Eventually you get to the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol as the Avodah's winding down. And then, of course, you get to Mari Cohen, which if you attended some yeshivas, I don't know which ones, Mari Cohen is a very popular tune. I think it's actually originally a London Boys Choir tune, if I'm not mistaken. They didn't invent it at Haratzion.
I
know it from the people. I learned it in my shul, and it was the Gush people who picked it up, but they did not write the tune. And Rabbi Adler uses a different tune actually for it, but he's always mekane me because I daven musaf in the main sanctuary upstairs, and when he's downstairs, he's usually, I think, in the downstairs minyan, even in the old shul, now in the new shul, and he hears the banging through the floor, and he doesn't get that. Someone should tell him to switch tunes for Mari Cohen. He does something else. So he might get more banging. But anyway, and then you have the extensive sort of piyutim is what I'll call them, and it may take a while to get through this. In fact, let's see how quickly.
There you go, backwards acrostics often.
Yes, there you have a lot of backwards acrostics. Okay, and then eventually you get to the end, but I think this is over. And I think we're over in a moment also. But let's see what, because I thought it started on Slichos. And it's when this is over, and this is true in all the tefillos, there's something missing here. But in our Machzorim, when you get to the end, let me just observe very quickly here. If you guys would like, by the way, before Yom Kippur, we can continue. We can talk about the other tefillos if you want as well. I mean, I don't think there's a lot to say, but this, I mean, there's a ton to say. I could talk about Eila Eskwer for 3 hours. But anyway, after you get to all the ends of these things, you get to, you conclude by stating, and then you begin Zecharach HaMecha. But that's where the Slichos fell out. Right, you know Zecharach HaMecha is what you start reciting after the Slichos. And that's what happens here. You eventually get the Shema Koleinu and so on and so forth. So it's right after the Piyutim of the Avodah that the Slichos are inserted by many Kehilos. The Rav was very, very machpid about saying Slichos. Ramosha was opposed to changing the Minhag. And the Rav and I had in the shul growing up, Rabbi Chaim Oser Chait, brother of, he, against Ramosha's Eitza, he actually reinstituted Slichos. When he left, the next rabbi decided to ditch the Slichos. Someone was neither a Muslimach of YU, neither teaches in high school, but neither a Muslimach of YU nor a Muslimach of Ramosha, but I think a Muslimach of Huttner, decided to ditch the Slichos. But I know probably most, almost all shuls, Beth Aaron, Chaim, what do they do? They say Slichos.
I mean, not they do a different version than what is...
But they do Slichos, right? And we not the Slichos, Beth Abraham the Slichos, Zichron Mordechai the Slichos, I don't know about the Yeshua or the like, but more and more, I suspect almost all the shuls in Bergen County do Slichos following, you know, the Rav's insistence that they be put back in. And after the Slichos are done, you basically conclude the bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Musaf. Okay. Danny, you got it?
We're extending Mary Chazar's Shatz and the extended Chazar's Shatz of Roshim.
So, if you've done it already, then you need to do Hataras the Dharma theory, unless you're too weak. If your mom is too weak, then, you know, we weren't no Dharma Nastat. But, what's that?
We'll do it right before.
Kol Nidre is, that's next year, so I'm not going to talk about that right now. But, I will.